You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Where is your head? Where is the helmet that he prepared for your head? Why won't you put it on? What happened to you? Why would you ride a motorcycle without a helmet? Why would you go 80 and 90 and 100 miles an hour without a helmet? One crash, your brain, your head will bounce off the pavement like a tennis ball. But each time it will crack.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Protect Your Head. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18.
Why would we need as believers a helmet to protect your mind if you couldn't have a stronghold in your mind? A thought that becomes dominant, a thought that's ungodly, and anything at the top or the pinnacle of the heel of your mind will dominate other thoughts. Thank you, Lord. So even now, if you started thinking about a diamond, see a diamond in your mind, every other jewel less valuable than the diamond will lose the ability to rise up the heel. You start thinking about a diamond, everything will submit to the diamond. But if you put a coal up there, raw coal, even though your mind has the ability to grab a diamond and make it chief, it will make the coal dominant. And that domination will control every other thought in your mind. Whatever you focus on will become dominant. So protect your head. Glory to God. Your brain is the operating system of your spinal cord. That's why we can break your back and stop you from moving. Or we can hinder your head and you'll go into a coma. And you wouldn't care if who's tickling your feet or sticking you with a needle, you would know. It's very important. And all of your nervous system runs from the spinal cord to every portion of your body. But the spinal is connect with the cerebrum. When I was a kid, they used to say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I want to add to that, an empty mind or an idle mind tempts the devil. He could be on his way to do havoc in downtown Palm Bay or Melbourne. But if you're idle, he will stop. Stop his movement to do havoc over there. So, whoa, I got an idle one? Oh, nothing is there, no word, no spirit, nothing to counteract me. I can take control. And it will go right inside and start working with you. I perceive that we've stepped into a season where if we don't really get the word in us, the chaos above our head is going to be downloaded into our practical. I see it. I'm speaking to it. And I'm telling you what's coming. This will be a summer like never before if we don't get our heads together. That's why I believe God is sending this word out so you will control. Get the helmet on your head so you don't go in the ways that the devil wants you to go. And you'll be able to control thoughts, because wherever your mind goes, so will your body follow. God wants to make vessels of glory and honor out of us. And it's limited if we don't get our thought life together. Thank you, Jesus. For that reason, we take good care of our head. You know why? Because your head is important. Thank you, Lord. My head is important. Now, a lot of people put money in the body, but the body wouldn't be able to do anything without the head. Thank you, Lord. Years ago, a young man drowned off the shores of the Atlantic right here from Melbourne. He was a star football player. His last name was McGriff. I met one of his fellow teammates that now attends this church. His name is Cameron. They played on the same team. I knew the quarterback of that team. His name was Matthew Wilson. His father and his mother, was the first member to join our church when we started in 1995. We started at 1 o'clock that first Sunday. She never came to the church before, but she's, ooh, my God, and joined the church. Her son became the quarterback of Palm Bay High, and McGriff was a running back. But he was like a man with a boy's age. I hope you understand what I'm saying. So he was like 220 pounds, maybe 6% body fat. He was very healthy and strong, and he was going to, I think, the Gators or University. I think it was the Gators. He already had a full ride. And on senior skip day, he drowned off the Atlantic. This whole community, I just come into the community, was grieving like you wouldn't believe. His mama was wailing. No matter how powerful he was, once the brain activity stopped, no one could awaken the body. Even if they did, he spent too much time in the water and he would have been a vegetable. Our dearly beloved brother Bugs is the one that took care of it, and we had a conversation of him. And I'm not to desecrate the life or the body of McGriff, but I'm trying to show you all of that power, all of that potential. To be a professional football player actually went down the tubes when his brain stopped working. And I want to use that to just help our people. I still grieve over that because I saw the way his mother grieved. I'm talking about wailing like you wouldn't believe. I believe he would have been the ticket out of the ghetto, the ticket out of poverty. He was destined. It was on him, destined for the NFL. But one mistake got caught up in a rip current, and he could not, all of that strength meant nothing when he lost all of his strength in the water. I want to encourage the people of God here. The enemy doesn't want you to reach your destiny. He wants you to have fun and hang out and get caught up in a spiritual rip current, to where the thoughts coming toward you are so strong it overwhelms you because you have no barrier to it. Where is your head? Where is the helmet that he prepared for your head? Why won't you put it on? What happened to you? Why would you ride a motorcycle without a helmet? Why would you go 80 and 90 and 100 miles an hour without a helmet? One crash, your brain, your head will bounce off the pavement like a tennis ball. But each time it will crack. Help me, Jesus. It doesn't matter about macho or femininity. Put on your helmet. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Dress up for the ride. Dress up for the ride. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want to encourage you to take control of your negative thoughts. Helmets are designed to help prevent injuries to your head. A serious fall or crash can cause your head to be permanently damaged, your brain to be permanently damaged, or even death. In 2007, I went through this maybe a midlife crisis, and so I started buying motorcycles. I don't know if some of you were here, right? I had a 109 M109 Boulevard, which was my first bicycle, the big tire in the back, you know, cruiser, Suzuki. And there used to be a place on Palm Bay Road, I'm sorry, Babcock, called Powerhouse. Right now it's Habitat for Humanity if you're riding on Babcock. But it used to be a motorcycle a shop there called Powerhouse. And I just got this niche that I want to do it. So when I do something, I go all the way out. I mean, I bought the gear, the leather, the gloves, the boots, the sunglasses, the helmet. I mean, I went all out. I mean, I go for broke. Amen. I went for broke. I have a Michael Jordan, Air Jordan leather jacket now that I picked up. I found it, and it was unique. They don't even make them anymore. That's a motorcycle jacket, leather all the way down. Because when I do something, I try to find out what's the best way to do it, right? And what's the proper way. And it was the toughest thing that I ever did. I have a paralysis. I was frostbitten. But to pass the test to get my motorcycle license, it was the toughest thing that I ever did with my paralysis. And I went through it on a Saturday. But it was hot, and I was thick. And they had us on that leather, and I didn't know it would be that hot. And I was thick. You understand? I was thick. And they had me changing gears, and the motorcycle was small, and I was trying to work it. And I did it, but it was tough. I was so sore that I crawled out of the car into my house. Crawled. Like that. I was so sore from it, but I really appreciate it because it's something I wanted to do. I never cried about it. This is the first time I'm saying anything about it. But it was tough for me. It was difficult for me to go through that. And I went through this thing, man. I was riding my motorcycle. I became one with my motorcycle when I was on Miko Road going around a curve. As I was thinking, the bike was moving with me. I could hear it talking to me. Like that. I became one with it, man. My mind and everything was tied to it on Miko Road going around a curve. I thought it did it. I leaned that way, it started moving this way. I leaned that way, I became one, and I said, whoa, I feel that thing, right? And I could see how people can get that little motorcycle thing in them, right? Well, I went to the hospital to visit someone, and this guy came in that was thick like me, but he had gotten in a motorcycle accident. And I saw gravel in his skin. The abrasions were deep, and nobody was tending to the man. And I walked over to him. I said, man, you all right? He said, oh. I sold everything after that. I don't want to see a motorcycle. I sold it all. If I got in a wreck like that, I would be out of pocket for 6 months. No helmet, just dreadlocks. Face all, oh my God. I said, brother, you all right? I heard him speaking to me. He said, please sell your motorcycle. Don't ever ride again in your life. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Wear your helmet. Wear your helmet, Bishop. It's not cool to mess up your brain in an accident. 1 Samuel 17 verse 6 reads like this. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall, bigger than Shaq. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scaled armor of bronze, not gold, bronze, weighing 500 shekels. This is a big man. Notice he's the enemy of the people of God. But what does he do to his head? He put a helmet on it. The enemy of the people of God values their head. Your worst enemy realizes that if something happened to their head or their ability to think, they could not strategize against you. So they protect their head, their strategy, their plans, their way of doing things. And we can learn from your giant. Help me, Lord. Write it down. The spirit of intimidation is wiser than we are. The spirit of intimidation, that which flexes in your path, that which threatens you, that which comes against you like a flood, that which tells you you can't measure up, and you listen, you buy into it, does not allow you to do the same thing to it. It puts on a helmet. The giant of intimidation is not unprotected. That giant is covered, has covered its head with a helmet. The effects of depression can be far-reaching. The way to stop depression is to protect your head. Your fingers never get depressed. Your feet never gets depressed. Your arms never get depressed. Your back never gets depressed. Your thighs never get depressed. It is your mind. And you can stop it before it takes root if you will guard your head. Thank you, Lord. The giant from Gath came out, but he was dressed up. I read to you out of Ephesians 6 that we need the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, but we also need the helmet of salvation, the helmet of salvation, which simply means you need to know who saved you, who's keeping you, who's developing you. You're not an island to yourself. You've been bought with a price. You were on a slave block, but he loved you, came through the crowd and paid top dollar for you. He brought you out of that system, brought you back home, gave you the valley of Achor after he washed you out. He loves you. You have an inheritance. You are not alone, no matter what you're going through, but no matter what the enemy is saying to you, no matter how the enemy is coming against you like a flood. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You can make it. I said you can make it. I said you can make it. You can make it. You don't have to submit to these imps and these thoughts that are coming against you like a flood. Devil don't want you to survive this. But even the opposing, intimidating spirit comes to you with a helmet on his head. Even though he's boasting about how big and bad he is, and he'll make the fowls of the air eat your flesh, but he covers his own head. He does not put his head out there for you to hit it. Thank God for precision, because he's covered, but he didn't cover his forehead. He didn't cover that spot right there between his eyes, and that's what God allowed David to see. Thank you, Lord. And he took 5 smooth stones, and God gave him accuracy as he ran toward the giant. And when he flung his sling and the stone came out, it hit that vulnerable spot in the enemy's forehead, and it embedded in his head. And that giant fell. Let me tell you something. The giant may have his helmet on, but he's got weak spots. But God wants you to put a helmet on where you would have no weak spots. And the enemy would throw all kind of thing at you, but you're going to survive it. You're coming out of this better than you were before you went in, because you're getting dressed up, and you will protect your head. Come on, your mind is important to God. Your mind is important to the next move. Your mind is important. Good God from Zion. Say, my mind is important. You've been lending it your mind to circumstance and intimidation. But you must soak it in the word. Thank you, Jesus. Allow your mind to go to the word and let it sodden your mind. And thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And the yoke is destroyed because of the face of the oil, because of the anointing. But the Hebrew says, the face of the oil. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, when you look at the oil, you should see a face, not your face, but his face. A reflection of his face is in the oil that will give you the ability to slip through every trial and trauma. Glory to God. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God did not bring you this far to lose it. God didn't bring you this far for you to quit now. There's way too much life in you for you to quit. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it, but you've got to protect your head. Thank you, God. You got everything covered but your head. Thank you, Jesus. Your nails are covered. Your feet are covered. Your heart is covered. But when are you going to cover your head? Your muscles are covered. Your waist is covered. But when are you going to cover your head and your mind and your thoughts? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the giant from Gath covered his head. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. Protect your head or your mind. As I close this, and I need to go through several steps. There's several things that I want to leave with you about protecting your head. The first one is you need to take inventory of your feelings. Take inventory. I didn't say you submit to feelings. I said take inventory. So I want you to label 5 emotional states that you go through. Anger, love, feelings of blue, sadness, joy, fear. There are many more, but label the 5. And I want you to give them a color code. So anger would be red. What?
Red.
What would sorrow be? That's fear. Blue can be sad, right? Green, you get happy when you see money. Money will change all that, right? Purple or gray? Gray is good, right? For sorrow. So be red is anger. What is love? Pink. So will love be red? Anger is red, right? So what is love? Purple? That's like royalty, right? Well, let's just label love as purple. Some people say, no, this is just for a learning lesson, right? It's not perfect. Yeah, y'all talking about, no, label something. I'm trying to get you. You could make it whatever color you want. This is going to help you. God gave me this for me. I'm giving you something he gave for me so I can straighten. I didn't know what I was feeling. I just said I'm feeling some kind of way. And he gave me this and I'm helping you with it. Instead of saying I'm just feeling some kind of way. No, you need to make inventory of your emotions or your feelings. So label 5, it could be 25, and then give them colors. I'm talking about major emotions, not nuances, not halfways. You're angry or you're at peace. You're sad or you're mad. You love or you hate. That's what I'm talking about. And you need to take inventory. And you, when you do this, when you feel it, you'll say, you'll be able to label and say, man, I feel angry right now. It's red. Then you can use scripture to calm it down.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Protect Your Head, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2306-1111. That's reference number 2306-1111.
Hey Thrive parents, bring your kids out to Thrive with us for an evening of bowling on Saturday, July 8th at Shore Lanes Bowling Alley. Drop-off time is at 6 p.m. and pickup time is at 9 p.m. Pick up and sign your child's permission form ASAP. See you there.
Vacation Bible School is around the corner, and we know the children are ready to move and follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere. VBS will kick off on Monday, July 17th, and run through Friday, July 21st. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthreveal.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Awaken Women, it is time to register for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Or stop by the table outside the sanctuary to take advantage of the combo package. And remember to pre-order your conference t-shirt before Sunday, August 20th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.